Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Your guide, Rob Bollocks, is looking very perplexed right now. What happened?
Well, I've just drunk some of that coffee. I'm not banging on about the coffee, but that's like drinking a coffee cloud.
It's great, eh?
It's beautiful.
It's a combination of our lovely sponsors, Espresso Workshop, and the skills of our barista test.
Thank you.
Yeah, if I didn't say that, I was going to get in trouble.
Right. Thank you so much for the listener that sent this in, but this freaked me out already. It's all about albatross, and they may soon be taking to the skies over sub-Antarctic islands to scan remote parts of the Pacific Ocean for illegal fishing boats.
Illegal what?
Yeah, whoever thought of this, absolute genius, right?
But I just want to mention that we were talking off air about how albatross is its own plural.
Yes.
Like sheep and
what
fish.
What is it? Not albatry.
No, it's albatross.
But you know how sometimes things go to try if they've got like the I at the end?
Occupy.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it's albatrosses.
Just really, really confusing
me
now.
Sorry, Rob.
Coffee's kicked in.
Let's get back to where you're
anyway,
at.
Anyway, in a trial using technology shared by New Zealand and France, 169 albatross were fitted with radar detection tags in November 2018 and released to the south of the Indian Ocean. In a separate experiment, New Zealand fisheries fitted 20 radar detection tags to the Antipodean albatross in January 2019, right?
Yeah.
Allowing the department to track their movements between New Zealand's sub-Antarctic islands and the west coast of South America. That's how far they go.
That's a long way.
That's huge. Yeah. It's one of the biggest migrations of any bird.
Well, Rebecca Blows from Fisheries.
I love albatross. Tess is looking at me like I'm insane.
I feel like you know a lot more than I would have. Did you know Sarah knew quite a bit about albatross?
We talk about that. That's the main thing we talk about on Saturdays.
It's true.
Oh, okay.
We've got our own club, Facebook and everything. Anyway, Rebecca Blows from Fisheries told me the government wanted to track the birds to better understand their distribution and foraging range for conservation purposes, but there was also another motive, right?
Oh.
This is what blows your head away. The radar detection tags were able to locate fishing boats in remote seas. An airborne albatross can spot a vessel from 30 k's away as they cover huge distances. They're really attracted to fishing boats because they associate it with food. From byproducts and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it because they love fish? Mm. And they'll go, hello, what's this?
So what a scientist thought was, hang on a minute, if they can see the boats, we might be able to do something here, almost make them like intelligent drones.
Wow. So was this public knowledge at the time, or were they like, we'll just do this on the side?
I think so. Well, I think that, because I actually talked to someone about this the other day, and they went, when I told them the whole story, they went, oh my God, I hope they don't start shooting them.
Oh,
that's
God.
A really good point. Because
I didn't even think of that.
Especially the tort or the northern albatross, which are the ones that live in Dunedin. If you ever get the chance to go and visit them, they're so beautiful. They are endangered.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to be giving them extra work
Why would they shoot them?
Well, this is what happens, right? If every boat, I didn't realise this, every vessel has a positioning system on it.
Right.
So you know where every boat, every fishing boat is. So if these, when the albatrosses see them, they zone in on them, which sets all these antennas off, which will let the scientists know that they've actually located a boat. So what they'll do is they'll see that area, and if there's no boat there with their stuff on, they're obviously doing stuff illegal.
Oh,
so they're illegally fishing.
So if the albatross can see the boat, but the boat isn't telling anyone that it's there, then something's going
on. Basically using them as giant narcs.
Yeah.
But what a fantastic thing to do. Apparently, globally, the illegal fishing industry makes upwards of $42 billion dollars a year, plus 300,000 birds approximately get killed because of fishing nets and all that sort of stuff as well.
So the fear is that these illegal boats might start shooting down the albatrosses.
Well,
awful.
Yeah, so that's... I'm sort of tired now, because when I first did this story, I thought, oh, that's really brilliant, and I thought there could be a really bad side to it.
Mm.
So there's that. And this story I got yesterday, it's about grey seals have been caught clapping on camera for the first time ever in the wild.
I've got to say, you've got a real thing for sea life, don't you?
This is beautiful. Yeah, this is totally my jam.
Well, I like to try to get it flow, right? Anyway, yeah. They're making sounds that resemble a shotgun-like crack.
Oh, wow.
It can, yeah, you can see them do it when they're in captivity in zoos and aquariums and that, but scientists say this is the first time a wild one has ever done it.
Interesting.
Scientists believe male seals clap to demonstrate their strength as part of an attempt to ward off competitors and attract potential mates.
I like that. That's
in the
good.
Video, you can actually see the male swimming along, sees the female, does the like that. Like
I love
that,
it.
Which apparently sounds like a rifle shot, and all the other seals went.
You can kind of understand why it would be so piercing, because the look of their skin and it slapping together just looks like
it
would
be
really...
That's a hefty clap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was a fantastic little story. So, yeah, go sea life.
Go the sea life.
Go the sea life.
And the fly life? Flying life?
No,
it's
flies.
Albatross.
No, albatross.
Albatross.
Yeah, they fly.
Albatross are totally dependent on the sea. One of the saddest things you can do if you're at a computer right now, and I don't recommend it, is... look up the albatross that have died during their migration because they've eaten so many things from the ocean that they've thought was delicious, nutritious food. That looks like a yummy piece of squid, and it's actually just plastic. And so you'll see horrible albatross carcasses full of plastic. So we got to look after the sea.
Yes.
Then you'll look after the albatross.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I love albatrosses. So Saturday, Albatross Club Day.
Oh. Yeah, anyone's welcome.
Yeah.
And if you're very lucky, I'll show you a photo of me dressed up as one. I'm not joking.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.